Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on. Looking like the trap dog, giving them all. Dressed like a million bucks, bucks. Things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Now tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Tickle me when I say it, but I do. Like I say always, it just is a constant reminder of how good God has been. So my question to you is, what's stopping you from having the life that you want? What's stopping you from having the life that you want. I know a lot of people who have given up on achieving the life of their dreams, but I know they'd still want them if they could get to them, but they just allowed to settle for so many reasons. So who I'm talking to is you today. What's really at the core of stopping you? What is that? Is it your friends or your associates? Is it the fear of what you think somebody else will think of you if you decide to change? Is it what I used to call the call of the wild? Is it the fact that you keep thinking that the thing that you're doing that's providing you these momentary moments of pleasure that really ain't really good or healthy for you, you don't want to stop doing that because you got just a little bit more something else you want to do? I call that the call of the wild. You know, it's just out there. Them streets is calling you. Them lights is calling you. You know, them girls is calling you. Them guys that's on the wrong side keep calling you. You can't seem to make a decision about the right guy. You keep picking the wrong guy all the time. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you really want to have? So whatever the reason you're choosing, that's the reason that's stopping you from having the life that you want to have, it's no good. Because at the end of the day, here's the real deal. See, God is available. And God is available for all of us. And God has a plan for all of us. And God wants the very best for all of us. That's the truth of the matter. So now, what we gonna do to get started having that life? First of all, if it's your friends, I want you to understand something. Your friends can't save you. A lot of your friends offer no real help for you. Most of your friends don't have the answer themselves. I mean, it's just a wide range of reasons. And misery love company. So usually when your friends are in a bad position, they kind of like company in that bad position. Your friends ain't going to church. You're going to be their friend. They don't really want you to go to church. You know, your friends don't pray. So why would they offer up prayer as a solution to you? You know, your friends don't really, really get the fact that if you treat people better, people would treat you better. So what's that? So your friends are a lot of times the reasons, you know, the peer pressure of what, and then the thought in your mind of what they gonna think once they find out I don't do what they do anymore. Who cares what they think other than you? I mean, really, you can't let what somebody thinks of you stop you from having the best life you wanted to have. If I went by that theory right there, I wouldn't even be on this mic this morning. I would have never become a stand-up. I would have had I listened to the people around me who clearly told me when I quit my job to pursue this, boy, don't you quit your job. You got a family. Boy, don't you do this. You ain't got no bit. That ain't no security in that. Get yourself a job. Go down here and work your brother. Go to work over here. I heard all of that. I didn't let that stop me from pursuing this. Why would you allow that to stop you from pursuing your relationship with God so you can have the best life you could possibly have? You gangbang because they've convinced you that this is the family situation and love that you don't have, and they've convinced you that this is your only way, your only source of getting over. And then you drum up these ignorant reasons, man, for staying with it. But they sound so good when you listening to everybody else you surrounded by telling you why we gang banging, why we holding this block down, why we slanging this thing right here, why we letting it go like this here. You keep listening to them when all in your heart of hearts, you know this ain't right. You already know, but you allow that form of the call of the wild, that wanting to be accepted by a group of people who trying to get you to accept a way so you can further their progress, to even prove that you worthy to be around them, you got to commit some type of crime. To even prove that you worthy to be around them. Then when you get busted on the crime, what happens to that? Where your family at now? They don't come down there to see you because guess what? They can't turn in their ID at the desk at a law enforcement center. So now your homies can't come visit you. And then, you know, your family back out here, they ain't taking care of your family because it's all about them. Then you learn that. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you always wanted to have? What is it? Why are you a repeat offender? Why do you keep checking yourself back into that institution? Why, man? Why won't you get it together? Why won't you give God a try? Why won't you disassociate yourself? Why would you continue to be a part of a revolving door system and becoming the farm system for these institutions that ain't got nothing for you? But you keep going back in there, and then every time you go in there, and then your little homies or your gang-banging little silly little friends try to make you think that's a badge of honor. There ain't no badge of honor, man. That's one more scratch on that record. That's one more nail in that coffin. That's one step closer to that third strike where you ain't gonna ever get out. It's one step closer to that graveyard. You keep on. Why would you not give God a try? Why would you not go and see what your life could really be? What is it that's stopping you? Because see, I got news for you. There's nothing like waking up free. I don't care who you are. There's nothing like waking up with the joy in your heart. Now, if you ain't going to be free, get the joy in your heart. The satisfaction of knowing that you're accomplishing something with your life. Help somebody behind them bars. Get in the program. Show these young cats when they come in a better way. But don't you dare sit there, man, and just ride it out. And, man, just go and get the fullest life that you can have. You know what it feels like to wake up and be on your way somewhere, knowing that you have something to accomplish, that you can change somebody, that you can stop somebody from going down the road you went down. It's a whole lot of ways to make your life better. But why would you not go and have the best life you can have? What is it that's stopping you? Really? Really? So you think that Satan really has your best interests at heart? That little thing your mama kept telling you about praying, you wasn't listening, was you? But you know, it ain't ever too late to get back to that. It ain't ever too late to turn around. It ain't ever too late to get your life together. It ain't ever too late to seek God. And it ain't ever too late to pray. Don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't be too proud to pray. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes people too. I'm a witness to that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, animal trainers, dog catchers, people that only cut the edges of your yard,
not
tree trimmers,
not the edges.
People that get in that basket and ride up there and fix the electrical poles, those of you that ride on the back of waste management trucks, my brothers, all of you who drive Lyft, Uber, or any illegal form of transportation. I am welcoming you to the Steve Harvey Morning Show this morning with all that's in me. Rise and shine and get your attitude together. If you get your gratitude together, it affects your attitude, which is in direct correlation with your altitude. It just works that way. Another day, another gift, another chance, another opportunity. That's all it is, man. You ought to be grateful for that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend of Nephew Tommy. Junior, you're a little, it's a little bit, you there, not there, you almost in it. I would say, judging by the vibe today, you seem to me about 75%. What's going on with you today?
Unc, I was, I'm going down there.
So insightful, Steve.
I'm going, yeah, he be known. I don't know how he do it, but I'm going down there.
It's on your face.
Okay, well,
it ain't on your head. It's on your face.
Well, that's what I was saying, Tommy. I'm going down here to do an assessment with the hair club for men today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'm gonna see what they say so I can, you know, get everything fixed up there so y'all can just lay off my hairline. That's what I'm going
to
do today.
That's a key word, is lay off.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Junior, if you all of a sudden show up with a hairline,
it's gonna start over.
Let the games begin. It's the best way I can.
New level, new devil.
See that? See how you go? So you just gonna snatch my happiness? No,
Junior. What we are telling you is, we're watching it slowly but surely. Slowly but surely. Oh, baby.
But the fact is,
your average white band song, right?
but Junior, you've accepted it now. Your hairline, you've accepted.
Well, after Tommy and Uncle Steve have been talking about my hairline, I decided to go down here and let them do an assessment on. Now, when I come back, then we'll talk about what treatments I have, and I can tell you better.
Cloudy, don't you trip.
You're in denial.
See, so Junior, you're gonna be like on those social media videos and barber TikTok.
No, I'm doing that.
We're gonna
lift it away.
But he said if I show up with a new hairline,
feels like I'm losing you. Slowly but surely.
Why are you singing? We're trying to.
My hair.
Well, Junior, this is good.
I thought it would be, but clearly Uncle Steve and Tommy don't. That's all.
Oh, we just letting you know, dog. If you come in here tomorrow, you got a head full of hair.
Big old fro.
Let me tell you.
I got it for you,
bro. But Junior has
hair
curls,
club
though.
Gonna be rich as hell. Because we're doing hair club commercials every day for free.
All right,
no one can stop you.
2 minutes after the hour. We can't wait, Junior. We're going to hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
You know, you can pee everywhere you want to pee. I don't care where you pee. You can pee anywhere. I don't care where you pee at. But you can't pee.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm over there and it's hot, and I can't. And I ain't
you got to go.
I'm gonna make it. Yeah. Yeah. Your house, your tree, your everything. Your tree. Be over there next to your dog.
All right.
Be on my house. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Mr. I think that's the name.
Yeah, this is. What's this in regard to?
This is about an air conditioning unit. You did some work for us over on my house over off Street. Do you remember coming out there last week?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Right. It was a lady there, my wife. She let you in to come out.
Right. Is there a problem? Is there a problem? The air's not cooling or what?
No. It's cooling. Everything. Matter of fact, I want to tell you that you did a good job. But I got a question for you. Now, when you was at the house and you was working on the air conditioner out there in the backyard, did you happen to go on the side of my house and pull out and use the bathroom right there on the side? Did you go over there and do number one on the side of my house?
Say what?
Well, what I'm saying is that my wife tells me that when you were there, that you went on the side. She was looking out the window. She says that when you was there, that you and went and used the bathroom on the side of the
house. Hold. Wait a minute. I did what now to what?
Right. You and you did number one over on the side of the house. Now, is that something that you did?
Say, man, look, you got to understand something, man. All right, now, I apologize if that did happen, but you got to understand something. You know, we down south, man, and, you know, we talking 85, 90, 95-degree weather, man. I got to stay hydrated. I got to drink a lot of fluids. So, you know, with me being the age that I am, I have to drink a lot of fluids and it tend to pass through.
That, look,
now, once again, I said I apologize.
I understand all that. But you know what? I can't accept no apology like that when I got a man that's put got on the side of my house and then
Man, now I'm apologizing to you. And you coming off on me like that?
You done on the side of my house in front of my wife.
Now, look here, young man. Now, if your wife saw me evidently, she need to see some type of because you evidently ain't doing some
you know. Who the hell? Who you think you talking to?
Why is your wife watching me anyway do my work? Why is she that hard up that she got to look at the old man?
Look, all I know is I don't want no man at my house, in the house, side of the house, backyard, nothing.
Well, you should have been there.
Hey, look, man, let me tell you something, dog. Let me tell you something. I'm the only person at my house. You understand
well,
me?
Evidently, you ain't right if she out there looking at me. Look here, son. I'm a professional, okay? I do my job, and I take my job with pride, okay? It's not being professional. If there's something that I did, that's that water running through me. All right.
Okay, now, but you don't at no other man's house. And you at my house, and my wife sitting there looking at you out the window. Now, I got a problem with that.
Well, what you need to have a problem with is your wife looking at me. And if that's what I did, you know what? You need to be at home and give her something to look at other than looking at me.
You don't tell me what I need to do about my wife. Now, you don't go to another man.
Man, you know what? I'm about to lose it, all right? Now,
you're gonna make me lose it.
Let me get my that guy. Let me get my book. That's all. Yeah, I got you right here.
You damn right. And I'm gonna tell you what.
Yeah.
That's
fine. I'm gonna show you what it is.
You don't at another man's house. You don't do that. And people, my wife looking out the window, and I bet you knew that them blinds was open.
Young man, you're getting me real upset with these accusations, all right? Now, look, you had what is the street?
You know where I'm at.
I will show you what the is.
I want you to bring your back over here on Phillips.
I know exactly where you said. You had yonked on that street. I'm going to come over there, and I got something for you, yonked. I got something for you. Now,
who
you
think?
Made me disregard my professionalism, and I'm going to come show you what being is about.
Look, man, what you don't do is at another man's house, and that's what you did, and you know it ain't called for. Now, you could have held that.
I apologize, man. I had to go. I told you I drank a lot of fluids in this hot heat, man. Now, what else do you want me to do?
I want you to keep your fluid till you get to the service station down the street, but not in my backyard, side of the house, and my wife looking out the window.
Man, you and what you talking about. If I did, I apologize. If you can't accept it, then the hell with it.
Look at you're gonna me off and make me do something up in here. I'm telling
you
now.
What you gonna do, man? I done told you. I apologize to you, and I will come over there and kick your okay?
No, you ain't. You'll do what? Let me tell you something.
I'll kick your young because judging from the age of your wife is young, and I know he's young. You can't deal with no old school. I'll kick your young
You're gonna get your ass whooped today. You hear me? Let me tell you, sir, I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Speak, damn it.
This is Nephew Tommy. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy named
Man, now you know what? I'm going to get with his He know I got heart palpitations, and I don't need this type of in my life, man.
He said, man, my boy be out there fixing air conditioners and heaters all day. He said, man, let me tell you something. He said he'd be frustrated to begin with. He said, begin my call.
He said, because I got 9 or 10 more I still got to do today.
Hey, man, you all right?
Man, yeah, I'm all right now, nephew. I'm all right now, nephew. Nephew Tommy, you and that Steve Harvey are some damn fools in the morning. I listen to y'all cats every morning, man. I don't know how in the hell. I sit back riding laughing. And how y'all get people, and y'all done got me with the same Oh, man. I enjoy y'all's show, man. Y'all keep up the good goggone work.
I appreciate it, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Well, you know, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, President Biden will deliver the commencement speech at Morehouse College. Magic Johnson was devastated after the L.A. Lakers Game 2 loss. And John Legend says Donald Trump is racist at the core, at his core. And we'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from Leah in Kansas City. Leah writes, my husband answers his phone and walks away from me. He's even gone outside in the snow before just to talk on the phone. When I fuss about it, he says there's some stuff that he tells his boys and I don't need to hear it. Like what? Why?
Oh, that's a true statement. Now that right there, that is not a lie. That is a true statement. That, we have conversations with our boys, trust me, that you cannot hear. It's things we say when we get together that you cannot hear. But let's flip it. It's also things that women say that we cannot hear. That's conversation y'all have with y'all girls. Y'all don't want your husband listening to you talk like that.
Right. Mm-mm.
That's true.
That's what it is. Yeah. And that, if he's basing it, that right there is a true statement. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, I was going to say, isn't she concerned, though, that he might be walking away because it's another woman?
She could be very concerned, but if you ain't heard no woman on the phone, you're going to have to go with what he said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You have not heard no woman on the phone. You ain't found no text or seen no
picture. She can't hear it because he walked away.
He walks away.
Yeah.
Go outside. Put them on speaker.
I'm telling you right now, there are things me and my dudes talk about my wife don't need to hear.
Well, I get that because women do it too. Yeah, I get that part. Yeah. All right. Moving on to...
Matter of fact, the majority of women.
Yes.
I stay outside.
My husband
stay
out there. He's like, I'm going to walk the dog again.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh, this dog tag.
All right.
Go Shirley.
Felicia in Cincinnati says, I went in my husband's stash to get a cigar to smoke with him last night, and I saw 3 flavored cigars. He said he got them for a coworker to try. He said it's no big deal, and he forgot to take them to her. Should I deliver the cigars to the lady?
No, you shouldn't, because you don't know which one she's supposed to get.
The flavor.
Damn.
One.
That's the concern.
But you don't. Why? You got to deliver them. He said he forgot. Now he remember. He'll give them to her.
Why is she going in his stash, dog?
But if you deliver, see, if you deliver the cigar, you don't know what to say. You don't smoke cigars.
She does smoke.
She does.
No, she does smokes.
She does smoke. That's why she went in a stash. So she could smoke one with him.
He need to quit smoking with her.
Smoke one every day.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to deliver them. I'll take them to her. Thank you.
That's what she said.
Uh-huh.
Here go your funky cigars, my man.
She's going to take them up there and
throw
them
at her. Either acid, or you got them Javas, coffee, or them mints, or you got them, don't get them cheap ones, them honeybees. They make good cigars.
What is them Tahitian things, though?
Tahitian. Tatiana.
Tatiana, that's what I'm trying to
say. Yeah.
Tatiana.
You
are
off.
No, man. That's
way Tahitian.
That's just a fruity cool mild. That's all that is. That ain't nothing but fruity cool.
And I don't like the size of them either. That's not the one. If you're going to do that, use acid cigar.
Black and mild.
All right, I guess we're done with that one. Moving on to Maurice in Detroit. Maurice said, I started flipping houses. My first flip is a nice townhouse. My wife wants me to rent it to her mom, who is raising 3 grandkids. Nothing is wrong with her mom's current house. She just wants a newer house. How do I say no and stand on it?
No.
Say no and stand on it and flip your house. Your mama ain't going to have to pay you that rent. Your rent going to be late. You ain't going to be able to do nothing. She going to be calling you, talking about she ain't got it this month. No. Your mama just want a new house. Find another house. Dog, this is the business we in, to flip these houses and produce a profit. It's hard to get your hands on lump sums of money in life. So if you can flip a house, sell it, let's say you make 20, 30 on it, something like that, or whatever you flipping and making it on, you can't going to be able to get that from your mom-in-law. She not going to pay on time. She not going to pay sometime.
Mm-hmm. And now all this money you done put into this house, you ready to flip it. Now, it's a hard-ass no.
But isn't his wife going to be upset about that because it's her
mom? I'm going to help your mama find a really nice place to stay. But we're going to flip this house so we can make this profit so we can keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. Okay.
In the words of Slick Harvey, the best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them. Okay. We got to keep our money rolling so your mama, when she come over here with her begging ass, I have something to give her.
You gonna say that part?
She's raising $3,000.
No, I'm not gonna say it like that.
I'm punching that in my head the whole time. Those are head thoughts.
Inside voice.
I just gave y'all head thoughts right
now. Okay.
Nothing I'm gonna say out loud.
So how does it come out then?
It's not gonna come out. It's not gonna come out, Junior. And you sit your young self over there and learn yourself something because you don't know enough right now.
All right, last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Roxy in Yonkers. Roxy writes, I'm 14 years older than my husband. He never seemed to mind, but I heard him tell his friend that his gray hair is making him look as old as his wife. He said he was joking, but it's not funny to me. Does this mean my age is finally getting to him? Wow.
No, your age is finally than got to everybody. Everybody see it.
Huh?
If he said this out loud, what didn't happen, sister, is you're aging, and it's showing. Behind every joke is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now this gray hair in his head got him looking just as old as his wife. Now, it ain't no finally got to him. It done finally surfaced and showed up. Because when he married you, it wasn't no problem. But now y'all been married for a while,
14.
And it's starting to show itself. Yeah. And that's 14. What that sign is.
So if he's 50,
I don't know why y'all trying to fight me on this.
I want to hear what
it's
you have to say.
It's starting to show. Look, I can't save everybody.
Jesus did that. Thank you.
That's not what this segment is about.
No, some of this asked to CLO. We're going to have to tell the truth up in here.
So,
now, he told his friends as a joke, but then behind every joke is the truth now.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's starting to feel like he's looking old as you. So now if he catching up, what that mean? If you catching up or you jumping out there in leaps and bounds, just check yourself. Get in the mirror. Take a close look.
So, yeah, that's what she wants to know. Does this mean my age is finally getting to him?
No, it ain't getting to him.
It's done got to him.
See, listen to me. Why you blaming the man? This ain't the man's fault. Is my age finally getting to him? No, your age done finally caught up to you.
Anybody said.
You look 14 years older.
All right, CLO.
Change
thank
your
you.
Hairstyle. Look at your wardrobe.
Get a makeover.
Get
is that what you're saying?
No more. You got to. You need stronger foundation.
Coming
you know
up,
what?
Top of the hour. Yeah, this is craziness.
You need
right
to get
here.
Your baseline up. No. Ain't no need getting mad at me.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The White House has confirmed that President Biden will deliver the commencement address at Morehouse College on May 19th. Morehouse's president released a statement saying, "We eagerly anticipate welcoming President Biden back to the House next month." He went on to say, "His presence serves as a reminder of our institution's enduring legacy and impact, as well as our continued commitment to excellence, progress, and positive change." So they're looking forward to it.
Morehouse has done some incredible stuff, man. Mm-hmm. They really have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One That's of good. The great HBCUs. There's a lot of them.
Yes,
There's a lot
sir.
Of them out there.
Yeah. The house.
Some real mm-hmm. talent. Yeah.
All Morehouse,
right. Congratulations man. To Morehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Morehouse!
In other entertainment news, during a recent MSNBC interview, John Legend says he doesn't want to hear what Donald Trump has done for black people, and he is a racist. Take a listen.
Made it clear throughout his life that he believes black people are inferior. Mm-hmm. Like he believes that to his core, in his bones. He wouldn't let us live in his buildings back in the day. But also, when you hear some of the stray comments he makes, he clearly believes in a genetic hierarchy mm-hmm. of humanity and is racially determined. So he is a tried and true, like, dyed-in-the-wool racist. Like, in his the core of his being, he's a racist. So I don't want to hear what he has to say about what he's done for black people. He's done very little for us.
Thank you. I don't know anything he's done for black people.
Name one.
And then I want to say this too. I'm gonna make a couple of statements. First of all, we as a people have to stop waiting on somebody who gonna do something for us, because that Calvary is never coming over the hill. I don't know who that is. The last time I saw somebody trying to do something for us that was not one of us, I don't remember who that is. If you can enlighten me, please show me, because I don't know nobody that has an agenda for black people. Now, Obama did some things and he didn't get enough credit for it, where he slid some things in that was helping. The Health Care Act was to help us. The release, and what Biden is doing now, the relieving of debt is...
college student loans. That's huge.
Yes, sir. But now, let me say this, though. I was just thinking the other day about Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? What? I don't understand the hypocrisy of this country with Donald Trump. This is a man who has 91 indictments, correct?
Yep. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
He's on a trial. He's on in a trial right now for a crime.
Yes. Correct?
Do you know that if you went to FedEx, the post office, UPS, if you went to McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy, Whataburger, or Jack in the Box, and you had on your application that you had one indictment pending.
Just one.
Your ass not getting a job.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. How in the world can you have 91 indictments and be in for a job, let alone the highest office in America? This is hypocrisy. If you had an indictment, you would lose the job you at right now.
Just one.
They would suspend you.
Right.
They would suspend you from the police department. Mm-hmm. They would suspend your ass from FedEx. You get an indictment on you. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work here no more. If you put it on the application, you won't work here no more. Mm-hmm. How in the hell can mm-hmm. this be? This is crazy.
I wonder what Stephen A. would say about that.
Backtracking.
And let me say this right here about that.
Oh,
too.
Man.
Don't. Listen to me. I'm just putting it
all
out there.
All of us that have microphones,
yes,
that have a voice, we are not necessarily the voice of black people. We are not.
No.
Ain't nobody voted us that. But if you are talking to us in large numbers, you have to be mindful of the things you are saying, because what you say can hurt us.
Just like you can encourage us, just like you can enlighten us, and just like you can empower us, you can also hurt us. We have got to be mindful of things we say. And your opinion ain't that damn important at the cost of us as a people and a culture. I don't give a damn if you have the right to think or say what you want to say.
Freedom of speech. Mm-hmm.
It don't mean you should. When have we ever had freedom of speech? I wish y'all would get out that line, because I'm going to remind you of several places in the Constitution that you are not. Now you can sing the Star Spangled Banner and the National Anthem all your ass want. It don't really apply to you. So this freedom of speech, man, we got to temper what we say, because we are held to a different standard in this country, and you know it.
Yeah.
So get smart out here, man, and stop running your mouth just because you can.
Stephen A. Smith apologized.
Oh, I'm not even. I ain't even just talking about Stephen A.
No, I'm just saying that we mentioned him. Yeah. You're going to call him. I like it.
I got his number. I mean, as you should, though.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
But that's why we have to be careful. You all tell me all the time, Steve.
Ooh.
Yes, all the time.
Every day. Say that. Every day.
Man, I tell you, man, I'd be ready to whoo.
Go in.
All right.
Well. All right. Well, you know, we'll keep watching. The Hush Money trial is still going on. So, we'll keep you updated. Coming up at about 20 minutes after the hour, Steve, people call. They want to talk to you. They leave you voicemails. We're going to check your voicemail coming up at 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE right after this.
Who going to check me, boo?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's time to check your voicemail, 877-29-STEVE. You can call if you want to leave a message for Steve. You might just hear your call on the air. Steve, you ready to go?
Uh-huh.
This one's from Columbia, a listener from Columbia, South Carolina. He listens to the Big DM radio station.
Yeah, bro. I tell you, man, you about the best man, black brother I've heard all my life, man. You got television, you got radio, you got affection. And I love your comment in the mornings, man. And you show your love to a lot of people, man. So keep doing it, man. I get up early in the morning, listen to your show on the Big DM. Just South Carolina. Do what you do, man. I need a job, Steve. I'm resigning myself. Peace on to you, bro.
He's what?
He ain't hiring, though.
Oh, he's no. What?
I didn't hear that last time.
He said, I'm about to resign myself.
I don't know. I'm going to say this to him. Thank you.
He said he needs a job. Said.
This ain't the place for that. Listen, I appreciate everything he said. And I'm going to continue to do my best.
Yes, sir.
And try to speak up and be a beacon for black people. And not a leader, not a spokesperson, but a beacon. Just saying. I try to say stuff to make the pathway lighter for us. Because I'm older than most of the people that listen to my show. So I'm just trying to put some path lights out there to show you the way I did it. Maybe it can help you. That's my mission. Thank you. That's all it is. But by the grace of God, I am who I am.
Yes, sir.
That's all I am. Please.
All right, Steve. Now this next
but
call.
But I'm a little sideways too, though. Just want to throw that out.
This next call is from a fan of Junior's who left a message. Take a listen.
Hey, what's going on, Steve, Shirley, Carla, Tommy? But I'm really talking to Junior right now. Hey, man, Junior, we need some more poetry. I'm going to need you to come up with some stuff about these sports, and we need more poetry, Steve. Don't hold that boy's talent back. Give him some poetry, man. This is Big J from Compton. Let that man's talent shine. I got your back, Junior. Make it happen. All that poetry, I never liked poetry until I heard Junior's poetry. So let J-Rap do his thing. Peace.
Big J.
Straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton.
Big J.
Big J.
Your chest is really
see that,
up.
Told you. Poetry changing lives out here.
What is that look on your face, Steve? What is that?
What's wrong?
Look, I don't want no smoke with Big J.
Out of Compton.
That ain't what I want.
However,
not what you want.
But Big J, if you started just start liking poetry, call the Junior.
Because of Junior.
I don't know what you've been listening to before, but I'm gonna send you some tapes.
Some more poets.
Other poets.
All right. And we'll so have more calls. Coming up, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time now to check more of Steve's voicemails at 877-29-STEVE. Call if you want to leave a message for Steve. We might just play your call on the air. All right, here we go with more calls, Steve. A listener named Zach left a message.
Hey, Steve, this is Zach, man. I listen to your show every morning. It's very inspirational. I was one of those dudes that went to prison and went to jail, and if it wasn't for God, I would have never made it mentally or physically out of that place because I was in a dark spot, which was what led me there. And when I listen to your shows in the morning, it gives me that extra little bit of information or inspiration that I need to start my day off on a positive note. So thank you.
There you go, Steve.
Appreciate you, man. That's what we're doing, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's what we're doing for.
You know, that call right there is almost up there. Almost up there with the call Junior just got from Big J. You know.
let that go.
Yeah. No, man.
You know. No. I just want Junior to be able to drink that and absorb that in because he don't get that many of them people requesting his poetry. So I'm going to allow him to drink that one all the way in. And, you know, I just want you to know, Big J, I'm not holding his talent back, but that's all he got.
Oh, dang.
No, I mean, he doing the best he can. Them the points he got. When he get a point, we let him do it. He don't come up with them very now and then. It's hard on him, I think.
But don't you think we can't wait for the next time Junior does give us a poem? It begs for a poem. Yeah.
I'm just doing it
now. I feel like a poem.
Hey, Junior, be careful now.
Be careful what? It's just a poem. What'd you say?
No. Hey, easy now.
Easy what?
Watch
Jay gonna get your ass in or something.
Anyway.
Listen to Jay. Okay, all right. Watch where you're stepping.
Big J, straight out of Compton.
Well, I ain't talking Big J. I'm talking Lil K.
Kier.
Ain't nobody talking to Big J. I'm talking to Lil K. Watch where you step now.
Easy.
All right, moving on. We have more calls. This is from Sandra.
Good morning. It's me, Mr. T. Harvey, Sandra Jackson. I love what you just said. I hate when blacks fight one another. I hate when blacks shoot and kill one another. I hate that. I don't even like to see a movie where blacks fighting one another, killing one another. I do not like it. One more thing I want to say. What you just got through saying about the rappers beefing, the comedians, let them know it's enough money for everybody to get some. It's enough money for everybody out here to get some. The money is not going nowhere. It is enough money for everybody to have 2 and 3 big mansions, 4 and 5 cars. Let them know. Quit hating. It's enough money for everybody to get some. Okay, again, this me. And I love what you just got through talking about. All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
All right, Sandra.
Did she take the A out another? Did she say one another?
See, that's when you know it's serious. Mm-hmm. One another. And it is. You know what? That's a crazy statement. It is enough money for everybody. We do this crab in a barrel thing to each other, which don't make no sense. The lid is wide open. Everybody can get out. Mm-hmm. Everybody can get out, even you. As a matter of fact, if you help somebody get up, you ain't heavy. You my brother. I can reach back and grab you. But man, we're in a place, man. Y'all, I'm telling you, we not winning. We're not truly winning. Mm-hmm. No, because the greats get up there. And then you cheer for them all the way up to the top. Then when they get up there, your whole mission is their demise.
Yup.
That don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. All these rappers beefing with Drake, man. Y'all, dog, that dude out there. He way out there. when you get through talking about him, you ain't finna be close. You still ain't close, homie. Sorry.
All right, Steve. Thank you. Thank you to all our callers as well. Coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is fight or flight. Fight or flight. We'll get into that in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
Well, I want y'all to picture me as a stripper today, okay? Picture me as a stripper today. Delete. I know you can see that.
I wish I would, though.
Delete.
What?
I got it. I can see it.
You can see it?
I got a name for you and everything. Hell yeah.
What's I got the name, huh? I got the name. The name is Thunderbolt.
No, that ain't the name I had.
Oh, Lord, what did you have?
What name you got?
Mighty Mouse.
Oh, see, right there. Right there.
You come, they fly you in on the cape and everything. Hey, you out there standing on a block of cheese just stripping.
Oh, Lord.
This is Thunderbolt, y'all, all right? Thunderbolt. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hey, man, let me... Not here. Who's calling? Hey, this Thunderbolt from the club, man. What time she get in?
Thunderbolt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Thunderbolt, man. What time she get in?
What you mean, what time she get in? She ain't in here now, but, you know, I mean, what you need?
Hey, I'm trying to actually get an address and stuff, man. She got me dancing this weekend on Saturday night, and I want to see it, make sure I got the address and everything. Everything's still on. You know, I done already gave my slot up at the club.
She got you dancing.
Say what now?
What you mean she got you dancing?
She asked me to do some male dancing on Saturday night. So I went on and took off at the club, and, you know, she already got me.
My gal ain't, she ain't had to do no male dancing. My gal, she, nah. My gal, she goes to school at night on weekends. So, you know, she, but nah, she ain't.
Okay, hold on. Okay, who is this here?
My name's David. David, my fiance.
What?
Yeah, that's my gal.
Hold on. Squeaky finna get married?
Squeaky?
What the f***?
Squeaky.
Wait. Okay, you.
My guy named. I'm David.
Right. Okay. That's Squeaky. Squeaky finna get married.
How you
married?
Know my gal? You say you a dancer?
I dance at man. I'm Thunderbolt.
Yeah, but how do you know my gal?
She come to the club on Saturday. She asked me about doing some dancing for this coming Saturday. So she already gave me half the money.
She come to the club on Saturdays. Nah, my gal. She go to school on Saturdays, man. You know, no.
Homeboy, listen. All right, first of all, I'm blown away by you trying to tell me Squeaky married. That you got me really toe up with
first
that.
First off, I don't know no Squeaky.
That's what we call her at the club, man. Hey, man, look, I'm not finna get into all of that. What I'm really calling about is she got me working this weekend doing some dancing. And I'm trying to just make sure that we on for this weekend because I done gave my spot up at the club.
You trying to tell me my girl hanging out at a buck naked club with dance?
Man, Squeaky been coming up in there, man, for the last buck.
Squeaky, she been there long enough to have a nickname?
Dog, I've been knowing Squeaky 4 or 5 years. Squeaky been coming. Man, this Thunderbolt, me and Squeaky go way back.
Oh, no, man. Well, we going to handle when she get in here. And you can, you know, handle yours, however you got to handle it, talk to whoever you got to get your little money or whatever. Or,
No. Hold on, man. I can't get my slot back, dog. Hold on. Wait a minute, man.
That's not the stop.
Are you listening, man? I can't get my slot back at the club. Now, Squeaky got to give me the remaining balance, man, even if she ain't going to do it. I need my other
remaining one. Remaining balance? Squeaky ain't going to give you the remaining balance of nothing.
Hey, man, I need the rest of my
money that she gave you.
What
so
you saying?
You can just count that out. She ain't going to give you a thing.
Hey, man, Thunderbolt going to get his money, man. I need my 150.
Thunderbolt going to get his whooped.
Well, then that's what you got to do. Then that's what you got to do, man.
That's for Thunderbolt. But then instead of getting no cash, talking about calling this Squeaky and all this whole I ain't working for to give money away to some Thunderbolt Lightning or whatever.
Hey, man, look, man, it's Thunderbolt. It ain't Lightning. It's Thunderbolt. Lightning work on Wednesday night. This Thunderbolt.
I don't know who you done talked to already about that, but you need to holler at them. But don't be calling here asking my gal to give you some money. She ain't giving you because she don't make nothing.
I'm coming over there now and get my money from Squeaky. I ain't hearing this.
Don't make nothing.
I take all the money around here, so you ain't finna get nothing from over here, partner, so you can wipe that out your mind.
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky today.
You coming over here?
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky. So what, man? Look, man, I ain't got time to play. I done lost my slot at the club.
See what you get. See if you get some money. Get your laid the out.
Thunder coming over there to get the rest of his money.
You better not bring your over here, because you come. Well, I tell you what, bring your on over here, and I'm going to show you lightning. I didn't know you had got some money already from she around here giving you money the way I'm struggling. I tell you what, you bring your over here if you want to and watch what go down.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is I'm finna come over there and wait outside the house for Squeaky to get there to get the rest of my money. That's what I'm saying to you.
You're going
to
come over and sit outside what?
I'm finna come over there and wait outside for Squeaky to get there so I can get the rest of my money.
You're bring your over here and sit outside my house.
That's what I'm finna do if that's what it takes for me to get my money from Squeaky.
I tell you what, you bring your over here then and sit outside my house. And when you get your here, you blow the horn. That's what you do. You blow the horn so I can come out there and meet you and let you know what's going down. I'm going to bust your and when
hey,
she get here, she can see your laid out like a mother. Come on over here and get your money.
I'm coming to get my money. Squeaky owe me $150 and I'm finna come get it.
I don't give a what she owe you. About $150, that's my she giving you. You ought to be happy with that. You want to come over here talking about you want some more money? You know,
somebody owe Thunderbolt $150, and Thunderbolt gonna get his money.
Better try to go and dance at the club on this weekend. Bring your over here. You will not be dancing at that. Talking about sitting outside of my house.
Squeaky gonna give me my $150. You ain't even got nothing to do with this. No way. This transaction is between me and Squeaky. It ain't got nothing to do with you. No way.
Hey, her name is and it's got everything to do with me. You call my house with this. Talking about she owe you some money and you. I'm just about to bring your on over here. I got your money. Come get your money. I got your money right here. I'm going to be sitting out front waiting on you.
Squeaky the one asked for me to dance Saturday night. Squeaky, I told her $300 plus tips. Now I ain't going to get no tips. But I tell you what, I am going to get my $300, though. I got $150 and I'm going to get the other $150 when Squeaky get home.
You ain't getting it from me. You don't get your buzzer from me.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Hey, man, what I'm listening. I can hear you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Who? Who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
God. You need to quit. Boy, y'all play too much. That man, y'all had me hot rodding this. I'm putting on boots and man, I got on gear. I'm finna go out here and squabble. I got pipes and bats. I'm finna go out here and fight a whoop of man.
You alright, man?
Y'all wrong. I'd be glad when somebody prank your Tommy. I'm gonna get that. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I gotta ask you, man.
Whew.
What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thunderbolt is his name, man. Thunderbolt, baby. Put some speck on my thunder. You know, I don't too much do thunder. Y'all better put some speck on my thunder.
Hey, Mighty, let me ask you a question. How much do you charge?
It's Thunderbolt.
I charge.
No, Tommy.
I charge for private gigs. I charge to show up, $1,000. Show up, you know.
Mm.
And then you know, then you just make it rain for the tips. But yeah, for $1,000, I shows up.
That's expensive.
And that's for 30.
Wow.
That's for 30 minutes.
What?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now my last job was at a geriatric center, but I'm getting more gigs coming up though. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting
booked and busy.
Yeah.
I saw you. I heard what happened to you at that nursing home when you was stripping. They didn't have money to pay you, so they were throwing pills at you.
Yeah. I got a lot of drugs right now. A lot of drugs. But that's
you
all
good.
Right.
You good.
I got no stuff for off-riders. I got everything you might be looking for. I got it. Yeah. But, you know, hey, the Nephew will be there. Let There Be Laughs, hosted by yours truly at the YouTube Theater. That is May 5th. May 5th, it is happening during the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. You got Kev on stage, Tony Baker, LaVell Crawford, and hosted by Nephew Tommy, J.J. Williamson, and my man Fred Hammond and his band. All clean laughs. Let There Be Laughs.
Sure. All right, Nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter, the subject, fight or flight. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, fight or flight. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 44-year-old married man, and I'm in a very high leadership role with my company. My wife and our two children enjoy my annual company picnic, and they've been out of the country twice with me on my work trips. I came from the hood, and so did my wife, and we want better for the kids. I've worked at this manufacturing company since I was in the 10th grade, and I worked my way up. My wife and I got married after high school. We had our children fairly young, so we didn't have much time to be young ourselves. And my wife didn't have much time to keep up with her girlfriend, so now I'm her only friend, and she's very clingy. And that's how she ended up getting banned from going on my work trips. Last year in Hawaii, she got bored and came to the meeting room and barged in on my presentation. She asked how much longer I'd be, and my female boss escorted her out as I continued to do my presentation. I could hear them shouting all the way down the hall, and my wife accused my boss of wanting me all to herself. I almost had a heart attack. My wife yelled at me for the rest of the trip and refused to apologize to my boss. She's left me no choice but to leave her at home this year when I go to Hawaii in July. She told me if she doesn't get booked for the flight, we are going to fight until I leave and after I get back. I'm so tired and sexually frustrated because she's been holding out on sex too. I haven't slept in weeks because I feel sorry for her. All I ask is that she apologize to my boss and make things right. Am I being mean for leaving her at home, or did she do this to herself? Well, that is an easy question because, yes, obviously, absolutely, she did this to herself, because don't even consider taking her crazy behind to any more of your job events. She has no boundaries. She thinks she can do whatever she wants, but she forgets or doesn't think at all that her erratic behavior can mess things up for the whole family. And no, you're not being mean. You can't just sit back and let her ruin everything you worked so hard for. You started from the bottom since the 10th grade. This position, your career, mean a lot to you. And you're in a leadership position, too, at your job. Your wife is an embarrassment at this point. Where's her gratitude for the life she gets to live, for the fabulous trips or whatever else you're providing for the family? She should apologize to your boss. She should. And everyone who was at your presentation that day. But we all know she's not going to do that. She says she's not going to do it. And that's a shame. She's withholding sex from you, too.
Let's not forget about that. So, so far you still have your job. Everything's cool there, but I'm sure you can't have any more of these crazy incidents, and you're taking precautions. So you, I don't know, this is not going to work. She can't bust up in your job like that. Steve?
Oh, wow. You know, I can't, dog, this is a hard one, man, because, you know, I can tell that the guy loves his wife. Mm-hmm. He really does. Mm-hmm. But you got a problem, though, partner. You got a real problem. Okay, so let's go. You 44. They've known each other, this woman and his girlfriend, his wife and I, have known each other since high school. Well, I don't know if it says high school, but he's been at the job since he was in the 10th grade. He came from the hood. His wife come from the hood. And they want better for their kids. So let me get this right. He's worked at the manufacturing company since the 10th grade. You worked your way up. Oh, yeah. Then they got married after high school. We had our children fairly young. It's going good. We didn't have much time to be young ourselves. This is a man who is assessing the situation, I think, very admirably. He realizes what's happened here. So she ain't had time to keep up with a girlfriend, so now I'm her only friend, and she's very clingy. And by her being clingy, this is the statement he makes. That's how she ended up getting banned from going on work trips. Oh, so what happened? Last year to go to Hawaii, she got bored, came to the meeting room and barged in on my presentation. Young dude up in there making a presentation and everything. She asked, how much longer I'll be?
Burst in.
Now, you can't do that.
That's crazy.
That makes no damn sense at all. And this has nothing to do with being clingy. This is unprofessional, and this is unbecoming of your wife interfering with the way you earn a living. So this ain't got nothing to do with being clingy, man. And your wife cannot be that out of touch to not realize that this is beyond inappropriate. She has got to see that. I don't give a damn how far you from the hood or how clingy you are. I know a whole lot of people that's hood and clingy. Ain't finna walk up in no presentation, but how long you gonna be? We're here in Hawaii. Well, he on a work trip. All right. So then his female boss escorted her out. I continue with the process. He can hear him all the way down in the hall hollering and stuff. Your wife yelled at me. I'll tell you the rest of it when we come back. This lady.
Yeah, hang on. All right, coming up, part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter, Fight or Flight. We'll have that at 23 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is Fight or Flight.
So this couple been married since high school. This man has had this job since the 10th grade. He done worked his way up to a real nice capacity. He's doing presentations at the company now. They go on trips. They have two wonderful kids that they want to have a better life than the one they had. And now they had some problems because on the last trip to Hawaii last year, she doesn't have any friends because they got married so young. And he's her best friend. And that's caused her to be real clingy. Well, and they were at the work. They were at the work trip, and he was in the office somewhere giving a presentation. Wife got bored, came to the presentation, barged in, and said, "How much longer you gonna be?"
Wow.
He couldn't believe it. He could not believe it. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, she didn't barge in cause she hood. She didn't barge in cause she clingy. I know a lot of clingy people. I know a lot of hood people. That's not why she barged in. She barged in because she ignorant. Because she ignorant. That's ignorance. You're going to come in here, and the only place that y'all earning a living, this man made a way for his family, and then you come in here with this ignorance. Barge in while he giving a presentation. His female boss escorts her out of the presentation. He could hear them shouting all the way down the hall. Now, this man is mortified. I almost had a heart attack. And then the wife accuses the female boss of wanting him to herself. No, lady. She tried to spare him the embarrassment of you further humiliating him and interrupting a meeting. So she as a female say, oh, wait a minute, come on. Sister, come this way. What you doing? No, that ain't good enough for her. Now she yelling all the way down the hall. Now, his wife has yelled at him for the rest of the trip, refused to apologize to my boss. She left me no choice but to leave her at home this year. Mm-hmm. He say, no, we ain't going back to Hawaii. And dog, you bet not take her.
No.
Dog, don't take her. Mm-hmm. So now she done said, if she don't get booked for a flight, we're going to fight until I leave and then after I get back. Well, damn it, it's on then. It's on like Donkey Kong. I don't care. I'm getting on this flight without you. You not coming up in here. You cannot allow her a second chance to mess up your job, mm-mm, dog. Mm-mm. Dog, you done worked too hard to get here. And why she don't see that?
Since the 10th grade?
Nah, man. I'm so tired and sexually frustrated because she been holding out on sex, too. I ain't slept in weeks because I feel sorry for her. All I ask is she apologize to my boss and make things right. I ain't apologizing no damn body. See? Now, the brother want to know, am I being mean for leaving her at home, yeah, or did she do this to herself? Bruh, she not only did it to herself, but this don't look real good for you, man. Mm-mm. And if you bring her on that trip, what's to say she won't do something else? She won't apologize to the boss. Suppose on the trip she run up into your boss.
She gonna do
it. She ain't gonna apologize. She might do the same thing. This could turn ugly. You have to leave her at home. Because she won't even apologize for the wrong in it that she did. You're dealing, man, with the person, man, who is just only thinking of themselves. Now, this is a righteous dude because guess what he said? He said, you know what? I feel sorry for her. I ain't slept in weeks because I know she's lonely. She ain't got no friends. He's found a way to be compassionate for his wife. So you done all you can do. She has to go. She cannot go on this trip, though. Mm-mm. You got to leave her at home. Any questions? Anybody?
I don't know how he completed his speech as they going down the hall arguing.
I can do that. Man, let me tell you something, man. I've been in a situation. I've been slapped before I go on stage before. I've been cussed out before I go on stage before.
What?
All that, man. I don't. I'm going to do my job.
Slapped before doing stand-up?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, I'm going to go do my job, dog. I'm going to go do my job. You come in here and act all the bigger fool you want to. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to do my job. So I finish a presentation. Mm-hmm. That ain't nothing.
I just don't like the fact that.
I mean, that ain't nothing. I had hell happen to me before.
But you get slapped to go out there and say, what's happening, y'all? How y'all doing out here tonight? Just show your love. Come on.
Show your love.
The two of you are not understanding that level of commitment and professionalism, and the show must go on.
I'm committed
I'm
way.
Committed.
Okay.
I just can't take an ass whoop before I go out there, dog.
You get slapped 10 minutes before you go on stage. Okay, so now, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy and Key ain't going to be able to work tonight.
We got to get the check.
We got to go work, dog. Okay.
What is we talking about?
We talking about that slap when I get on stage. That's my whole set is that damn slap.
Well, see, now, let's go over this. You're bringing your personal life and matters onto the stage. Have you not seen that play out recently?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Do you think people want to pay their money here about you getting slapped?
Wow.
I'm just asking a question.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. On Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
Man. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is here, Junior, and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, the NFL draft starts tonight. Tommy is on tonight, man. But we don't really have to watch tonight because we ain't got no picks in the first round. We don't have a pick in the first round. We really don't have to tune in until Friday. That's it.
Okay.
Because we the 42nd pick and the 86th pick in the third round, second and third round. Cleveland, y'all ain't got a pick in the first round either. Y'all is 54th and 85th in second and third on Friday. So that's all when you got to tune in, Unc.
So who's up for going first, Junior?
Caleb Williams going to Chicago. That's all we know right now. We're supposed to be, Jaden Daniels out of LSU. He might go to Washington. But did you hear what happened to him, man?
What?
He went to Topgolf. And the Washington Commanders had all the other quarterbacks at Topgolf just to see what would happen. Put them all in one room. And Jaden didn't like that because if I'm the pick, why is all these other quarterbacks here? And see, that didn't sit well with him because it's like, if you're going to court me. Don't court everybody else. So we don't know if he really want to go to Washington
Dog, these young boys today, y'all, you ain't in the league yet. If you gonna court me. That ain't how this work, man. This is professional sport. Dog, welcome to the real world. See, that's what happens, though. When you've been a college star, you've been a high school star, you've been a peewee football star, you've been caught up. Well, this for money now, homie.
Yeah.
This for a check. Now, they bought your ass up to Topgolf. I'm the only one won't be at Topgolf. Man, your punk ass, pick that club up and hit your ball. Your turn next.
but
his mouth stuck out because there's some other quarterbacks there. Man, this the NFL, dog.
Right. Yeah.
Dog, this is pro. Dog, bruh. They let guys that have a proven track record. Denver just let Russell Wilson go. Dog, they just let you go. Man, stop.
Unc, man, this is an opportunity to change your life right here. What would you say the first thing they need to do? Because they finna come into a lot of money at a young age.
We know exactly how much money they're going to come because the first round, if you make X amount of dollars, we already know when they're coming up. But I'm just telling you right now, get ready. Get ready because the problems you're about to have, you have no idea. They can't prepare you for them.
Never had them before.
Mm-mm. And your first set of problems going to come from family and friends. And
then automatically,
vultures are sitting around figuring out how they can get a piece. His little agent, the little marketing agent, the lawyer, the CPA, and they all tie together. You got to watch that, man.
Yeah.
You got to watch that. Half them people you do not need.
At all.
It's a sad thing, man.
It is. Let's get ready to watch the draft this weekend. We're going to find out who went where.
All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a man on social media needs you. He says, my teenage son is against showering. He needs some advice. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, Steve, this is from George from Steve Harvey FM. George says, hey, Steve, I'm one of your blue-eyed soul brother listeners, and I need some advice. This past Monday was Earth Day, and my teenage son has been reading or seeing online that there might be a water shortage in our town, and he wants to conserve water to help save our planet. As a result, he now says he's going to, quote, do his part to help the situation by refusing to shower. While I respect his intention, he also is playing baseball and soccer and sweating a lot.
What?
And then one day, he tried to refuse to flush the toilet. He insists that we're in the wrong for not caring about our community and the planet. Okay, I get the conservation and recycling is important. I get that. But what can we say to him that'll resonate more than whatever it is he's seeing on social media?
Well, first of all, Blue Eyes Soul Brother, thank you for calling. Let me give you a couple pieces.
Yeah, George.
Number one, all you have to do with this little boy in this shower is coordinate with another parent down the street and ask them, can they bring their daughter to the house? And then have the daughter just politely say, I don't like boys who smell. And I would never date a boy who smell. That case is over. The best thing I did in my boys' camp one year was, the boys were talking about manners. Mr. Harvey, that's old school. Don't nobody open doors, pull out chairs no more. We don't do it like that. We don't walk. We walk whatever side. What difference? What side of the side were you walking on? I had some young girls who were visiting my daughters. I had them young girls come down to the camp one night. And I brought them up on stage. And all 150 of them boys sat up in their chair because they were teenage girls. And they were gorgeous little girls. And they were going around the room, and I was just asking them questions without embarrassing any boy. Do you like boys who wear their hair like this? No. Do you like boys who sag and wear their pants like this? No. And I went down line with a couple of questions. Do you know the next day that barbershop was full? Them little boys in there getting haircuts. Them little boys was in there. I ain't see nobody sagging because the little girls was on the other side of the ranch doing some other things. And every now and then I'd go get my pliers and put them on the pliers and just drive them through the camp. You know, they stayed on the truck with me because they were teenage girls. I don't put them in the situation with the
boys. Right.
Them boys right there pull their pants up. That barbershop was full of boys getting haircuts. All you got to do is introduce that. Now, secondly, here's the other thing you do. What you're not finna do is you're not finna not flush this damn toilet.
Oh, okay.
Come on, because you're going to get your damn jaw cracked in here. You ain't flushing toilet. I don't give a damn what's happening in the environment. You're not finna mess up this environment trying to save that damn environment outside. Yeah. Now, don't flush another toilet in here and watch what happened to your throat. Because I'm going to sucker punch your ass dead in your damn throat. Now, you got to add a little bit of blackness to your child rearing.
Blue-eyed soul.
Yeah, you ain't here leaving doors open, standing there with the refrigerator open, and you ain't bought nothing in there. Shut that damn door. All this here right here. Yeah, you ain't got to do that. All this respected. See, respect begets respect. Yeah, I'll respect your wishes you want to save the planet, but you're going to respect the rules up in here. Mm-hmm. Now, your ass ain't working. You're down here riding your funky ass around in here, running up and down this football field, kicking this ball and stuff. You're not finna bring your little stinky ass in here. You ain't eating a damn thing till you bathe.
I like it.
Yeah.
That worked.
All right.
Nah, them the rules. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. That worked. Yeah, that worked.
Another one, Shirley?
Yeah, I do have another one.
We don't have time.
Yeah. That's all right.
That's good advice, though, George.
Great advice right there. Yeah.
I got teenage boy.
That's why he wrote you, because he knows.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's on social media, so George, you heard Steve. That's what you do.
The earth.
Okay. Ooh, that boy stank, though. God.
No.
But not flushing.
I got
the
something
toilet.
You can say. You better save your earth. You better save your ass. That's what you really need to do.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Authorities in Philadelphia say some crustacean crooks took about $30,000 worth of crabs from a truck outside of Walmart. According to multiple news outlets, the thieves arrived in four separate cars, assaulted the delivery truck driver, leaving him injured, and took the boxes of Grandpa Harvey's crabs
And just a few weeks prior, more thieves stole $12,000 worth of pork and another cargo heist of a shipment of bourbon. Wow, they're just stealing, huh?
Philly,
crabs, liquor.
I'm gonna tell you something. Stealing crabs ain't a smart ass move.
Why you say that, Steve?
You gotta have a buy for them crabs that night.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't think about that.
Yeah. These thieves don't have cold storage facilities. They got that damn locker down there at the U-Haul storage place. And I'm you set them crabs in there and come back tomorrow. Ooh. And I'm gonna show you something.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, thieves don't think stuff out, man. Certain stuff you don't need to steal.
Right.
Crabs,
pork, and liquor. Bourbon.
Wow. Now, that bourbon, you can get your hands on bourbon and cigarettes, that's what you want to steal.
Is this a lesson?
You don't want a tutorial on game. What to steal.
All right.
All right, coming up in 33 minutes after
don't
the hour.
Keep telling us to, ain't no need to go to jail without nothing for nothing now.
Would you rather? Coming
you
up next.
Do something with some purpose.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have disappointing sex for a full year? Disappointing sex for a whole year? Or would you rather have great sex only for one night?
No. Give me that disappointment.
Yeah, you can deal with that.
I don't really mind being disappointed.
Bad is good sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Come on.
Yeah, I can reason with that. Yeah.
It can get better.
I know you're tired. I know you went to work. I know. I got it. It's okay.
We'll work on it again tomorrow. Don't worry about that.
Would you rather a nose that never stops growing or ears that never stop growing?
Can we add one to that?
What?
You have a nose that never stops growing, ears that stop growing, or a hairline that never stops coming.
That's not in here, Junior.
Oh
my God!
I was just asking it for the.
Now you wasn't.
Yeah, Junior.
Why would you say? Why would you say? Why in the world?
Don't try to flip it. Don't try to flip it. We all know.
I just want to have more options on the Would You Rather.
Yeah. Go ahead, Shirley.
Which one?
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to go with hairline.
That's not in here.
Yeah,
that's one I'll take too.
All right, we're moving on. If you were single and had a one-night stand, would you rather your date stay the night and make breakfast the next morning?
Yeah.
Or would you your date catch an Uber home before sunrise?
Your car outside.
Get the Uber. Yeah, I'll be out there with you. Like, when
Yeah, before sunrise.
Before sunrise, yeah.
They've got to leave at night.
Sunrise too long.
Well, you don't really like this person.
No, hell no.
It's a one-night stand.
We ain't cooking breakfast, and we not. Because you're not going to look the same way.
Nah.
You know, you was in them platform heels, you know, and that makeup on. We had them blue lights in that club. Everything was kicking. In the morning.
That's a different look.
Eyelash off. One eyelash, you know, on the pillowcase. No. I don't need cigarettes here.
So Uber at night. Okay.
Uber at
night. Before sunrise.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uber. Then I got to download that app because I ain't got no Uber. So.
We know that.
Have mercy.
We know that.
I've been calling people. Hey, man, how I get out of here? What are you?
Order me an Uber, dog.
All right, so no one-night stands for you guys. For sure.
He says sunrise.
That's today's round of Would You Rather, guys. Coming up at 49 minutes after our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this Thursday. This is a fast week, man.
Yeah, it is going by pretty
yep,
fast.
It is.
Really fast,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, before we get out of here, we have another question for you. CJ needs some advice. He says, my pops needs some dating help. My mom passed away a couple of years ago, and I can tell my dad is feeling lost and alone. I try to hang out with him when I can, but I can also tell that companionship from his son isn't exactly what he needs. I have no idea what the best way is for a guy who's pushing 60 to find someone new and spend time with, or even how dating works when you're that old. Any tips on where he can go to find a woman his age, or should he be doing online dating? That's his question.
Well, damn.
60 years old?
What's the letter guy's name? What's his name?
His name is CJ.
Well, CJ, I appreciate you letting me know that it's over for me. That I am old and beyond.
It's not about you.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't sound like it. But anyway, though, CJ, here's the deal, man. You got a couple of things. Probably, number one, your dad misses your mom. Grief is a part of this. Number two, they probably had a great relationship, and he just don't know where to start. He is going to figure it out. A 60-year-old single man has more than enough options. More than enough options, because it is enough women out here that would be glad to help him through his dog times and help him move on through life. He's got to get out a little bit, but he don't have to go far. Online dating is available if he's up to it, you know. But he got places he can go and meet women. That ain't a problem. You can go down to that church. You can go down there to groceries. It's just a lot of places. But he's got to get a little bit of a social life going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go down there and make some things happen. It's hard for me to tell him where to start.
Yeah.
It would be so easy for a famous person to get back out there. But I'm talking about the average guy is what I'm trying to think of. Mm-hmm. What would I do?
Okay. Yeah,
church is an option. It's a lot of women down there.
Oh, good women.
Conferences.
When
you see these
women expos and empowerment. Yeah.
Women expos and stuff, you know, go on down there, get you a room. You gonna have to travel. Yeah, just get a room down there. You ain't got to register for the conference.
And walk around in the lobby.
Yeah.
All you got to do is walk through that lobby and get out there on that resort.
Yeah.
Dress nice, walk through there and ask, and just stop. Excuse me.
Yeah.
What's going on this week? Oh, this is a women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't know that? No, I was coming down here. You know, my wife passed, and I was just getting away, you know, trying to get back out here in the social climate.
Great conversation starter.
Came down here, and I'm just trying to. That's why I didn't know. But it looks like a lot of lovely people down here. Congratulations. By the way, excuse me, I didn't get your name.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Come on, player.
Hey, come on.
I know that's
a good conversation starter right there.
You know what I mean? And I think that he's 60. He's from that generation where he still know how to talk to people.
Yeah. He's not texting.
These young cats, they ain't got no conversation. So what I just do, like a reenactment, Shirley, call anybody. Mm-hmm. You can just, I'm walking through the resort. Y'all at a women's conference. Y'all single. Mm-hmm. And I stop you and I say, excuse me. Excuse me, miss. I'm sorry to bother you. I noticed a lot of people down here. Do you know what's going on this week?
Yeah, we do. It's a women's empowerment conference.
Okay. Are you here for the conference?
I am. Yes, I am.
Wow. Well, so it's about empowerment? Is it a good conference?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's about empowerment. Women entrepreneurs are getting together, all of that. And, you know, just to show, you know, our power and strength and to uplift other women, things like that.
Oh, that's what we're okay. Doing. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. This is all right. I came down here. I didn't know. I was just checking into a hotel because my wife passed over a year ago and I.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Been, you know, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Aww. Are you all right?
It was sudden. Well, you know, I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be all right. You know, it's what I'm.
Oh.
I just came out to get some time away, and I didn't know they were having a conference at this hotel. You know, I wish you all the best, though, and good luck with them.
Well, you're not leaving, are you? Are you going to stay?
No, I'm here for a few days. When does the conference end?
Well, the conference ends on Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
we have
Oh, I'm here to Monday. So Thursday, I'll be around here a little. Friday,
oh, okay.
Saturday.
Well, we have some free time on Saturday evening if you want to hang out or something, you know, have dinner or something like that.
Oh, your ass fast. Okay. Now, I don't say that out loud, but I say that.
Uh-uh.
Oh, this little thirsty. Oh, this little thirsty thing right here.
And I'm Shirley's friend. Do you have a friend?
Right.
No, but his wife is dying, though. He'll probably be here next year for the conference. You know, shit.
Oh, that's terrible.
It ain't little hood for her.
Wait a minute. Steve.
Come on,
No. I was saying she ain't, but it sounded like that. You know,
okay.
I was saying she ain't looking good, but I cut it off and it's like I said,
thank you.
But she terrible. Ain't looking good though. You know, I'm thinking any day now. You know.
Well, let's go to happy hour. Let's go.
All right, I'll be down there. Hey, I'm gonna call him. He'll probably come down here because she in the hospital.
You know what?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.